بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah is the wali of the believers. Allah is the closest to the believers. He is the closest confidant of the believers. He is the protector of the believers. You notice that I do not translate wali as friend. This is a wrong translation which is done. Friendship implies equality, and there is no equality between the Rabb and the Abd. There can never be any equality between the Rabb and the Abd. The slave is the slave, Allah is Allah. And therefore to translate wali as friend is wrong. Wali, like Khalil, for example, which is also used in the Quran, these are used in terms of the implication of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, there are many different words for friend, and each one indicates a certain level of closeness. So these are used only for that. It doesn't mean that somehow a human being becomes the friend of Allah. Because this is a very common translation which is done. And that translation is wrong. One must never imagine that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly mentioned this. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un. Allah is not like anything in creation. So anyone who equates anyone else with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter who that is completely misguided. So Allah said, Allah is the wali of the believers. Now think about that. First of all, we would like to be the awliya of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count us among them, because this is a great, there is no greater position than to be the wali of Allah. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers to be closest to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Hadith Qudsi said, the one who becomes an enemy of my wali, then I become his enemy. So it is something which is, there are only two things where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on somebody. One was on dealing in interest, and the other one is for those who trouble the awliya of Allah. Now when we say awliya of Allah, we are not talking about some specific individuals. We are talking about those who Allah called his awliya. Who did Allah call his awliya? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly, there is no fear and no sadness for those who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear is with respect to the future, sadness is with respect to the past. So there is no regret and there is no fear, there is no apprehension for those who are the awliya of Allah. And then Allah said, who are they? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who have iman and those who have taqwa. Right? So those who have iman and taqwa are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Not as per me, but as per Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, this is the ayat of the Quran. So anybody who has iman and taqwa is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The darajat, who is a closer wali, bigger wali, smaller wali, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide. This is not for any human being to say. If any human being names another human being and says that that person is a great wali of Allah, and so is a greater wali of Allah, and so is the greatest wali of Allah, then this is the worst of sins, because then this person is speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that specifically in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the people who speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge, this is the worst of sins. We have no way. The only way we can know about the daraja, about the level of somebody, is if Allah tells us. And if somebody today claims that Allah told him, then he is a kafir because he is claiming to get wahi. So we don't know this. Even with respect to the Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Among those Anbiya, Allah called some of them Ulul Azm, min al Anbiya, the people of great steadfastness. And these Rasulullah named specifically, so we know them. But even where Allah said, La nufariqu bayna ahadin minhum, Allah said, you don't sit down and decide who is big and who is small. That's not your job. Yeah? You don't do this job. Allah is telling us very clearly, I know my Anbiya, I know who is where and so on and so forth. That's not your problem. So also, and even more so with the Awliya, because at least the Anbiya have been named. Musa alayhi salam, is he a Nabi? There is no doubt about this. Isa alayhi salam, is he a Nabi? There is no doubt. Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Saleh alayhi salam, there is no doubt about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that. But with respect to the awliya of Allah, those who we call the awliya of Allah, do you have a dalil? Is there a name somewhere in the Quran or the Hadith? So therefore, don't get needlessly confused. Who is the wali of Allah? The one who Allah mentioned. And who did Allah mention? Allah mentioned all the Muslims, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As long as you have Iman and as long as you have Taqwa. These are the two conditions. Somebody who is making shirk cannot be a wali, no matter who it is. Somebody who is doing anything which amounts to shirk, no matter how small and big. In shirk, there is no question of small and big. Anything which ascribes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the qualities of people or ascribes to people the qualities of Allah is shirk. Anyone who asks for help of anyone other than Allah is shirk. Anyone who joins partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either in his ibadah, in his worship, or in his actions. Shirk fi uluhiyat and shirk fi rububiyat. So anyone who's doing that cannot be a wali. But anyone who's not doing that, inshaAllah, is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second condition is, after Iman, to have taqwa. I say I have Iman, what is the proof? That my life is then geared to please only one, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I say I have Iman, I am praying, I am fasting, I am giving zakat, I am making hajj, I am building masajid, I am building madaris, I am building hospitals, I am doing all kinds of good things. But in that good things, I am also committing haram, I am also doing things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Where is the taqwa? Where is taqwa? Because if you really believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one to be pleased, and if you really believe that one day you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, then how can you deliberately, knowingly do something which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's a very simple question. I don't care what explanation you want to give for that. You decide for yourself. You don't have to answer me. I am not in authority over you. You are in authority over yourself. Ask yourself this very simple question. Believe me, all the convoluted explanations that our, you know, dear clever friends give us are not going to help us. We have to answer this question ourselves. How can I deliberately and knowingly do something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited? As simple as that. If you are knowingly and deliberately doing something which Allah has prohibited, the result can only be disaster in this dunya as well as akhirah. Just now, yesterday, we had this terrible tragic case of this man, Siddharth, Coffee Day owner and founder. It was a beautiful company, very good company, beautiful initiative, one of the great entrepreneurial success stories. He was a good man. I've never heard anything bad about that man. I know many people in Coffee Day. Nobody ever had anything bad to say about the man. Which is unusual because, you know, usually if you especially talk to employees, they will tell you a different story. There is a PR version of somebody and then you go into the company and you find some other version of it. But this, in this case, that was not the case. This was a man, he was a good guy. But you know what happened. And the open clear reason as far as I am concerned is, see his debts. Over 8,000 crores. That's practically the capital value, capitalization of the company. How can there be good in something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war against? How can there be something good in something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited and Allah said this will harm you? How can there be good in something which Allah says will harm you? How many more proofs do you want? And so also many other things. I mean, I'm not going to sit here making a list of all the haram that we do, but I'm just saying that please understand this very clearly. There cannot be anything good in what Allah has prohibited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, as I said, Allah is the wali of the believers. And when Allah is the wali of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is mentioning something which is the absolute top best thing that can happen to a believer whose wali is Allah. No, it is a logical thing. If somebody mentions something and says, well, I am your friend, this, he will tell you the best thing that can be. So here Allah is saying, this is the best thing for the believer. What is the best thing for the believer? If Allah is my wali, I will have wealth, I will have influence, I will have, this, that. Maybe, even Jannah. Allah is not mentioning any of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. What is the sign that Allah is your wali? The sign that Allah is your wali is you will be taken out from darkness into light. You will be taken out from misguidance into guidance. You will be taken out from disobedience into obedience. You will be taken out from tension and anxiety and stress into a life which is full of harmony and full of peace and full of contentment. Now here is a meter for us to judge. If I want to know whether Allah is my wali, I don't have to go and ask a fatwa from somebody. I don't have to go and do anything. Allah gave me the meter to see for myself. So if I want to say, is Allah my wali, what must I do? Look at my life. If my life has disobedience, then Allah is not my wali. If my life has haram, then Allah is not my wali. Somebody else is my wali. That one whom I am trying to please. Whether it is my nafs, whether it is my friend, whether it is something else. Because why am I deliberately doing something which Allah has prohibited? Because I want to please somebody else. Myself or someone. Other than Allah, masiv Allah. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah mentioned that also. What happens to the one who takes somebody else as the wali of Allah, including himself? If someone is going to take instead of Allah as his wali, himself, his own desires, his own greed and hirs, or anything else, in the fire. That person will be with his awliya, where those awliya are going to be. The one who has Allah as his wali will be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave us a meter. What is that meter? That meter is my own life. Look at my own life. Is Allah my wali? How do I know? Look at my life. If my life is being led according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if my only concern is Allah pleased with me? I don't care if the whole world is displeased, makes no difference to me. Is Allah pleased with me or not? If this is where I am, then insha'Allah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my wali and I have nothing to fear because Allah told me there's nothing to fear. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. I have nothing to fear in this dunya, I have nothing to fear in the akhirah, insha'Allah. Because Allah said this. The quality of the awliya is what? La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. But that is the quality only of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are the awliya of Allah? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Simply look at your own life. If there is anything in your life which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please, please, please remove it. before a time comes when we will face Malakul Maut. If you don't do that, if you want to continue in that, if you want to continue to deceive yourself by all kinds of convoluted arguments, and if you think that is going to help you, please wait. One day you will know. One day you will know. As simple as that. No complication. One day you will know for yourself. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes before they are opened for us. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَسَيْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ